The applications list two reasons for removing the two counselors from office. Recall supporters charge the counselors with incompetency for terminating the contract of City Manager Rich Underkoffler. The applications call the termination a waste of public resources because of the cost of a severance agreement with the manager. Former City Councilor Barry Bracken is one of the recall sponsors, and he says it's a result of the vote by council earlier this month to terminate that contract.
The total lack of attention that was paid to the public process and fairly strong evidence that they had predetermined the outcome of the meeting at the last council meeting, followed by the executive session, and then their decision to terminate the city manager's employment, was probably one of the worst displays of lack of attention to public input that I have ever witnessed at the local, state, or national level. And I think that the fact that so many people were there, not necessarily to support Rich, but to support process, and that that was ignored, it was pretty obvious that something needed to be done.
The application also alleges misconduct in office for what sponsors say are violations of the state's Open Meetings Act. The state law prohibits elected officials from meeting about public business in private. Fran Jones is another recall sponsor.
Some counselors have said, oh, I know I have support behind this because I've got the votes, and they've said that out in public. We have people saying that they've seen these people together. It's just, you listen to the council meetings and the way they vote, it's apparent to me that there's a lot of, I believe there is, some things going on behind the scenes that totally violate the Open Meetings Act.
Jones says they'd like to recall all four council members who voted to terminate the manager's contract. However, a group of local residents fell short in collecting signatures for recalling Councillor Melinda Hofstad this past winter, and she cannot be recalled for a six-month period after that attempt. Bracken and Jones say they do plan to pursue a recall of Hofstad once that period is up in August. In addition, state law does not allow recall of someone who is only 180 days from the end of their term, and that puts the fourth member of the council who voted to terminate the manager's contract, Bob Nelson, off limits to a recall effort. Jones and Bracken say they've had overwhelming support for a recall effort since last week's council meeting.
People care enough about Petersburg and about the future of the community that they want to see what's best, and if it takes getting a new council, well, then so be it.
And I think from what I'm hearing is if Fran and I weren't sitting here talking to you about this, then you would have two other people that would be
right
in the same position, because there was so much discontentment after that.
Outrage.
The outcome, and, you know, outrage is probably mm-hmm. even better stated, that you know, people, like Fran says, are ready for a change and don't feel that we can afford to wait through the election process for these folks to leave office and get somebody in there that really does have the best interest of the community at heart.
Bracken says he does not know if they'll seek to have a special election this summer on the recall if they can gather the signatures in time, or if they'll wait and try to have the vote take place during the city's general election in October. Both of the targets of the recall applications are 9 months into their first year of a 3-year term. Lee Corio says he's heard support and opposition to his vote on the manager's contract.
First of all, I want to say thank you to the many, many kind citizens who have approached me to encourage me. Not all of them have been supportive of my decision, but many, even in their disagreement, have been very gracious and kind, and I appreciate Petersburg so much. There have been others who have been very harsh and, I would say, unfair. And from that camp, I expected, in fact, at the city council meeting last week, we were assured there would be a recall. So it didn't come as a surprise to me.
Correo says he had grounds to vote to end the manager's contract and says he has not violated the Open Meetings Act.
There's a common denominator here, and some people want to believe that common denominator is four conspiring council members. The truth is we haven't violated the Open Meetings Act. I've read the law carefully, talked it over with a lawyer. We haven't violated the Open Meetings Act, period. People can believe that or not.
Correo says he's made a decision to take a leave of absence from his job as pastor of the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church. With both Hofstad and Nilsen also church members, he says the church has felt community anger over the council decision, and he wants some time to think about his future on the council and in town.
I have to ponder these things out, and I can't hardly go into town without either supporters or detractors approaching me and saying things. And I've been in some unfortunate altercations with a couple people that were very, very stressful for me. I'm sure they were stressful for them also, and I'm sorry for that. I don't want that for them, and I certainly don't want that for me. But I need to be able to have the space and not affect my congregation with coming in and week out battered and then trying to bring some kind of an encouraging or helpful word to them.
KFSK also left messages for Counselor Sarah Stoner for her comment on the recall, but did not hear back from her on Monday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.